This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. This is the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture. I'm Julia Jacobs with Lim Soo Ann and Sharmila Ganesan. So in our second story today, we are going to be talking about the draft Kuala Lumpur Structure Plan 2040, which is now out for, which is now on display and, you know, open for people to give their feedback.
Yes. So we're asking you on Twitter because a copy of this plan is available for purchase, actually, 150 ringgit for a hard copy or 100 ringgit for a soft copy. So we're asking you on Twitter, do you think it should be made free instead? And, you know, a large number of you, unsurprisingly, slightly more than 70% are saying yes, it should be made free. About nearly 27% of you are saying no, but it should be made cheaper. While just about 2.5% of you are saying no, you're quite happy to pay for the plan. And that's, you know, I'm assuming pay between 100 and 150 ringgit. So you can continue to take that poll, or you can share your thoughts with us at BFM Radio. You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. Or call us at 03-7733-2900.
Yes, so KL City Hall or DBKL, they have begun displaying this draft Kuala Lumpur Structure Plan 2040. And this will oversee the strategic development of the city for the next 20 years. So Mayor Dato' Noor Hisham Ahmad Dahlan believes that the plan is able to ensure the sustainability and prosperity of the city for all of its people. So in a statement, he said that DBKL have undertaken the biggest study this year to provide the basis for this plan that will underline the development of Kuala Lumpur until 2040. And the plan aims to make KL a world-class, smart and intelligent city by then, and the development of the city will be sustained by future generations to become the best in Malaysia. So this is, you know, DBKL's hope for this plan.
And DBKL has also stated that the KLSP 2040 is the highest planning document for Kuala Lumpur and that it drives strategic development in an indicative way. So the plan assists in managing physical growth in particular and sector growth in general through a set of goals, policies or implementation measures that are in line with the vision of the city of Kuala Lumpur. So in January 2018, City Hall commenced studies for the preparation of this draft plan. And as we mentioned earlier, they are currently in the process of publishing that draft for public viewing and for participation.
So you might wonder, why is this document so important for all residents of Kuala Lumpur? Well, we can't stress enough that it contains DBKL's proposed development policies for the next 20 years until 2040. So considering the rampant overdevelopment that we've seen take place in the city in the past, it is vital that all KL residents scrutinise the proposed changes to land use, zoning, development density, recreational areas, transportation and so forth. And activists, including those from Save Taman Rimba Kiara Group, have encouraged all to participate in this mandatory process, as these proposed changes could very well happen in your area and will most certainly then impact your daily lives, you know, in terms of congestion, the comfort of your neighbourhood, construction pollution, noise pollution, traffic, flooding, and even your own safety as well.
Yeah, so I got in touch with Leon Kue earlier today, who is the committee coordinator for the Save Taman Rimba Kiara Working Group. So I wanted him to explain in greater detail why public participation is so essential in this process. And here's Leon, you know, he starts off by explaining what the plan is essentially all about.
Kuala Lumpur as a city is governed by a specific act of parliament. It's called the Federal Territory Planning Act. And it vests powers in the mayor and the Federal Territory Minister. So under the act, the authorities are required to prepare two plans. One is called the structure plan, and the second one is called the local plan or the city plan. So the first one, i.e. the structure plan, is pretty much what you would call the skeleton and the framework of what planning and development policies would be like for the city over a specific period of time. So in the past, for example, you would have a structure plan that was passed for the period up to 2020. And now we have a proposal by City Hall or DBKL to propose a structure plan for the period between 2021 to 2040, basically. Now, the reason these plans are important is because they set out the policies and principles which the authorities intend to use as reference in their day-to-day management of the city. And these principles and policies in the structure plan are then used to flesh out specific development proposals, etc., in the local plan or the city plan.
Okay.
So whatever is set out here in the skeleton or the framework is relevant when the flesh is put to all the bones via the local and city plan.
Okay. So it's I know that it's like the highest planning document for Kuala Lumpur, right? And it's really, really important for people to go and have a look. I know that you, the Taman Tun residents, you did try to view it on Tuesday when it came out, when it was supposed to have come out at the Taman Tun Library, but there were some technical issues.
Oh, yes. we received notices that the structure plan was going to be exhibited commencing Tuesday, 18th of February, for a limited period of about 4 to 6 days in different locations. Mm-hmm. In Taman Tun, it was supposed to be exhibited from 18th Feb until 23rd of Feb, mm-hmm. Commencing 8:30 a.m. until 5 p.m. every day. Mm-hmm. So on Tuesday, 18th Feb, various residents started congregating at the Taman Tun Library where it's supposed to be exhibited, from 9 a.m., but after more than an hour and a half of waiting, there was still no sign of the plan being on exhibit, and the library staff were unaware of any such display being put up. Mm-hmm. So that was a little bit vexing. We then encountered a DBKL officer from the planning department who very politely identified himself and acknowledged that he was going to be the person overseeing the display, but he also advised us that he was not the person responsible for setup of the display.
Oh,
the setup was going to be set up by another team, and he had no idea where they were, and he had been calling them repeatedly, but they could still not confirm what time they would be there to do setup.
Oh,
so after waiting until about 11:30, having wasted the whole morning, mm-hmm. This whole group of residents basically then decided to disperse.
Okay, and I believe that since then it has it is up at the Taman Tun Library at least. Have you managed to have a look at it yet?
Yeah, we've just managed to take a look at it. We've also purchased copies now, and well, basically, there is a whole, menu of principles and policies which City Hall is proposing. Mm-hmm. So we will be going through them.
Okay.
And we plan to provide comments and remarks and potentially objections in terms of what is being proposed. Just going back to the display of the plans itself, mm-hmm. the fact is that residents had made a lot of effort on Tuesday to try and be there to view the display, and the fact that it was not ready on time is not a very good testimony to the authorities' intentions or how seriously they take this process. The whole idea of this process is that it is for public consumption. Mm-hmm. And that and this plan does not gain any legitimacy or validity unless it has been taken through a valid public process. And for them to stumble like this on day one is not a very positive testimony as to their frame of mind when it comes to running this public process.
Mm, definitely. And, because the FD Ministry, they have, of course, called on the public to contribute their ideas and feedback, of course, on the draft structure plan. Number one, it's not available online, right? We need to go to these physical places to actually view it.
You can get soft copies, but this is another issue which we have raised, which is that any copies, have to be paid for, and the cost is not that affordable. So for a physical copy, you need to pay 150 ringgit for a physical copy.
Okay.
And to get an electronic copy on a thumb drive, you need to pay 100 ringgit. Okay. So this is quite surprising. You may have to incur some printing cost for a physical copy. That's understandable, but surely not 150 ringgit.
Yeah.
And for an electronic copy, it's pretty surprising that one needs to to collect 100 ringgit from the public because it's really not in line with freedom of information, not in line with the idea of incentivizing or encouraging public participation in a mandatory process. And also, really, what does it say about the, you know, encouraging people to go digital?
Yeah.
So we would urge DBKR actually to reconsider the prices that they are trying to charge for public participation in a mandatory process.
Yes, I mean,
mandatory for the authorities, of course.
That's right. And, you know, it affects so many millions of people, right? And to not have immediate or free access to that, that actually says a lot to me anyway, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. The point is, yes, you could argue that residents can afford to pay. Some residents in maybe better income neighborhoods might be able to fork out some money.
Yeah.
But this is supposed to be a plan for all. In fact, it touts itself as making KL a city for all.
That's right.
And if it is intended to be such, then really access to this document should be easily available to all, especially the lower income groups. As it is, we have encountered folks from other areas of the city who complain that they cannot afford to pay for a copy of the city plan, nor whether it's a physical copy or a digital copy.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the public displays are for such a short period of time. You know, it's hard to actually make that effort to go there. And in your case, you know, when you did make the effort to go there, it wasn't even available. That is really quite troubling.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, we all of us are taxpayers. We have bills to pay.
Mm.
We have to pay quit rent assessment and all these charges to DBKL.
Mm.
You know, so we would expect that if we try to take time out of our busy economic lives to try and participate in this process, that the other side would, or the authorities would have done their part to make sure that this is at least a bit more workable and doable for the public.
Okay, but let's say that, you know, I mean, thankfully, there's people like you who will be making public comments, who will be going through it. Let's say we have gone through it and, you know, we do want to send our feedback, you know, what exactly is the process for that? And do we know how this feedback will actually be addressed?
Well, DBKL has set out, instructions as to how to submit objections, remarks, comments, etc. And they have also requested, you can do it online, for example. You can also do it by fax, or you can send in a physical form. So there are different formats to do it. I think the most important aspect of this is how all of these are accepted and acknowledged by City Hall, and then how they are treated, as in will they treat these objections and comments appropriately, and offer the appropriate weight and measure to all of these. How will they run that process? Will they run it fairly? These are things which I think they will have to demonstrate they are capable of doing. We have seen in the past, that DBKL and the FT Ministry allowed themselves to get caught in conflicts of interest.
Mm-hmm.
And we would hope that they can demonstrate, especially in this, under this new administration, that they are capable of running things in a fair and even-handed way, instead of allowing conflicts and unfair treatment to continue.
Definitely. So, Leon, I mean, you know, just to kind of conclude, you know, can you share or can you tell people why they really need, especially KL residents, why they really, really need to have a look at that draft plan and to actually give their feedback and, you know, the importance of doing that?
The draft plan is important because it sets out principles and policies which City Hall is going to use, DBKL is going to rely on when it implements development and planning proposals. So, for example, if the policy says that your housing area is designated as a old housing area for regeneration, potentially it means that they are looking at allowing much higher density developments in your supposedly old housing area.
That's right.
Now, there are no specific proposals as to what they're going to allow, but if you allow your, if you agree with the notion that your housing area is an old housing area, or you do not object to the fact that your housing area is fit for regeneration, then at a later point in time when they try to implement this policy, you know, they will say you didn't, you never objected. So this is just one example. And this is why it's important for KL residents to look through this structure plan to understand what it is that is being proposed, even by way of principle and policy.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't object to those principles and policies, when they, when it comes time later in the local plan, it may be too late. Okay, so you really need to pay attention to what is being proposed, even by way of principle and policy, for your specific areas and for the areas that are important to you in your day-to-day life.
Okay. And is there a time frame when this needs to be done by, to, I mean, to provide the feedback?
Yes. The deadline for objections is 18 March 2020.
Oh,
so
wow. That's soon.
We would suggest that you know, everyone be very conscious of that deadline.
So that was Leon Kuih, the committee coordinator for the Safe Taman Rimba Kiara Working Group. And as Leon just mentioned, that deadline is the 18th of March 2020. And we just want to list some of the places that you can go to view the plan. So there's Lemba Pantai and Sepute DBKL branch offices. So you can do that from the 25th of February until the 3rd of March. You can also head to Aeon Maluri and Aeon Alpha Angle in Wang Samaju from March the 5th till the 10th, and also Aeon Mall Metro Prima Kepong and Endah Parade Mall from March the 11th, 11th to the 17th.
The plan is also on display in the lobby of Menara DBKL 1 in Jalan Raja Laut until the 17th of March, and then the lobby of Menara DBKL 3 in Jalan Raja Abdullah until the 21st of February, and the Taman Tun Library until the 23rd of February. So that's really not a lot of time left, so you should really get cracking.
Yeah. And more handy tips, again, from the Safe Taman Rimba group. So once you've viewed the plan, if you notice anything adverse about land usage or zoning or development intensity, or, you know, your local park is suddenly missing in the draft, please, please look, record your objection, comment or query with DBKL. So you can do, you can provide feedback, you can provide complaints online at dbkl.gov.my/epandangan. And ensure that you have documented proof of your objection, comment or query, either in the form of an email to DBKL or an acknowledged objection form.
And you can also share your objection to your local MP or to Majlis Perwakilan Penduduk or MPP representative and or your residents association. So, you know, engage other residents and neighbours about your objection so that as many people as possible in your area are aware of the issues that you have raised.
Mm-hmm. And finally, make sure your views are heard if you encounter difficulties with the authorities. So if you need some help or resources, you can head over to the Safe Taman Rimba Kiara Facebook page. You can also go to the City Hall website, and that's dbkl.gov.my. So obviously, one of the things is the cost of if you want to buy this plan yourself, right, to have a look, if you don't make it to the places where it's being displayed publicly. Of course, it's free there if you want to view it on the spot. So we were asking you on Twitter, you know, you can buy a copy of the draft plan for 150 ringgit for a hard copy or 100 ringgit for a soft copy. And do you think it should be made free instead? About nearly 72% of you say, yes, it should be made free. 26% of you say no, but you should make it cheaper. While about just 2% of you are saying no, you're quite happy to pay that, you know, fairly high price for the plan. And we do have some thoughts that have come in from you. UP41 tweeted in to say it should be free for download. Why? There is no printing cost to government and public, and it's public interest.
Couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah, I mean, in this day of technology, it's as simple as putting it up online, right? So that as many people as possible can view it.
Yeah.
We also had someone who wanted to be anonymous, but they WhatsApped in to say, it's commendable and democratic to make the plans known to the public. However, I wonder to what extent the authorities will accept objections to this already printed plan. Well, it is a draft, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And as it is, the initial printing alone is 100 ringgit. And if the public views are adopted and changes need to be made, there'd be more costs for printing the updated version. Can the authorities really deliver?
Well, Maggie, I mean, this is all part of a process, you see. It's mandatory for DBKL to put it up for public. So that's why they put the draft up first. And, you know, you're supposed to get feedback. You need to take into consideration all the different stakeholders' opinions. So I don't think that's really an issue in that sense. But they have to do it, lah, and you really need to participate. That is the bottom line.
But I think this idea of the cost is it's also just one more hoop that people have to jump through, right? And it does feel like a lot of, you know, trying to make sure which dates you are at which place at the right time to go and look at it. So we had someone text in. So Ricky texted in and he's actually quoting from The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy where, you know, Earth is about to be destroyed and there's a lot of bureaucracy involved in this plan. And he texted in this quote that says, "There's no point acting surprised about it. All the planning charts and demolition orders have been on display at your local planning department in Alpha Centauri for 50 of your Earth years. So you've had plenty of time to lodge any formal complaint. What do you mean you've never been to Alpha Centauri? Oh, for heaven's sake, mankind. It's only 4 light years away, you know. If you can't be bothered to take an interest in local affairs, then that's your own lookout." I think it's an apt description for when a process like this is made so bureaucratic and so difficult to access that the people who are supposed to voice objections or thoughts don't actually even get to that point in the first place.
Yeah, I'm not even sure how many people know that this is a process that, you know, that they can participate in. So hopefully, you know, this gets a message across to some end that you do go to those places or, you know, find a way to get your hands on a map. Maybe the community can get together and buy one, you know, to lessen the cost on everyone. But, you know, whatever it is, you really, really need to get your feedback heard.
And it's by 18th March.
Yes, so you don't have a lot of time. So do continue to share your thoughts with us. You know, tweet us at BFM Radio. You can send us WhatsApp messages at 018-789-8899. You can also look us up on Facebook. Just search for BFM The Bigger Picture if you'd like to drop us a message. I'm afraid that's all the time we have for today's show. But if you missed any part of it, you can always download the podcast at bfm.my/dailydigest. You can look for it on the BFM app. And we're also available on Spotify. We're going to leave you now with Bob Marley and the Wailers. Get up, stand up. This has been the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.